for Good Day Health. And the weekend being upon us, appropriately, we'll talk about your health and wellness, things that the government is doing, things that are going on in wellness medicine, and then the Dear Dr. Ken letters. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can join him and me. I'm Doug Steffen at 888-553-7536. So, I saw something that fascinated me before we get into the digging around in the issues. The story of a lady who delayed life-saving cancer treatment. I think we talked about her last week. Sometimes I forget which program I'm talking about. I think we did actually talk about this.
You know what that's a sign of?
What? Don't tell me.
Well, go on.
Oh, really? Over the edge, right? 888-553-7536. Your Fitbit can save your life. A doctor used a gadget like a Fitbit to treat a man's heart problem. 42-year-old had a seizure, came to a hospital with an irregular pulse. Doctors needed to know when his irregular heartbeat started to happen so they could treat him. They took the readings from his Fitbit, found it occurred 3 hours previously, and so they used electric shock therapy on him to return his heart to normal. How have you ever come across in your cardiological practice anything like that?
Well, I've never had to use a Fitbit, but I think you're referring to a report that was in the Annals of Emergency Medicine this week where the doctors used the treatment that was recorded by the Fitbit that showed an irregular heartbeat, and they were able to use that information to make the diagnosis of atrial fibrillation and then treat the patient appropriately. So whether it saved the patient's life, that may be a bit of a stretch, but it helped make the diagnosis of what electrical rhythm abnormality the patient had.
Mm-hmm. So technology is good. One of the things that you talk about frequently here is how the world has changed since you went to school. Ken has more degrees and pedigrees than you can count on either fingers or all your toes.
And the warranties have expired.
Right, so he has to re-educate himself, as most doctors do, and wondering whether when you go to see your doctor, do you ask the doctor, do you look around to see what his or her qualifications are? Do you ask them where they go? A gentle conversation. Most people are afraid of the doctor and the experience, so they don't engage in conversation. And that, it seems to me,
that's changing a lot, though.
You think? Well, it's good. People should engage. You're not a god. You're very good at what you do. Most doctors are well-schooled. But, you know, they're human beings just like you. And so they go through the same thing. Some of them have good days. Some of them have bad days. Not that you're going to talk about that with them at the office.
54% of them are reporting burnout. And you need to talk to your doctor about that. And that's very concerning.
All right, so one of the things also that people are talking about this weekend is the passing of Prince, the musician. He apparently had a drug overdose, was on some kind of opioid, and I just wondered how often those sorts of things happen. It's 57, very productive, very prolific. I certainly enjoyed his music. I'm betting that you also liked it. Most everybody did. There was something to like about all of Prince's music. Now, very thin, and then the last couple of days of his life, people reported he was very frail, and he went into the drugstore to try to get more of what he needed to keep himself. I'm not sure that it was to keep himself alive or to keep himself on whatever heroin he was on.
Well, the word, I hate speculating about cases like this until the facts are out, but I'll tell you what I think we know. The autopsy was done this past Friday, and it's known that he had corrective hip surgery in 2010, and that he was apparently on painkillers for hip problems. He was taking Percocet, which is a painkiller that contains a combination of acetaminophen and oxycodone. Oxycodone is an opioid, and it is highly addictive. And he was flying back this past week from a concert that he'd given, I believe, in Atlanta, and his plane made in a sudden, quick dive to the airport in Moline, Illinois, which is not very far from Minnesota, where he lives. And they would not have suddenly landed not too far from home unless this was a real emergency. And apparently he was barely alive on the plane, and they got down, and when emergency medical services arrived at the airport, they didn't even wait to take him to the emergency room, but they gave him a shot. We have an injection, Narcan, which can block the effects of opioids and save a life if you're overdosing. And apparently they had to give him this injection in the airport as soon as the plane came down. And then they transported him to the hospital, and he was apparently in such bad condition that they urged him to stay overnight. And apparently his staff demanded a private room, which the hospital didn't have, so they signed him out against medical advice, and he subsequently passed away. It's very sad. He should have stayed in that hospital.
Yep, he should
and
have.
And these drugs, the other problem here is that these drugs, these over-the-counter opioids, and I'm going to talk more about them because, interestingly, there's a study out this week about people who do get hooked on them and get on methadone, which is the common treatment when you are inappropriately addicted to these medications. What are the types of problems that lead to early relapse into problems once you're being treated? But they're not meant, Doug, these drugs are not meant to be given long term. They're meant to be given very short term. Mm-hmm. And the doctors who prescribe these medicines to him, just like with Michael Jackson, the doctor got into a lot of trouble. I think there's a doctor or doctors here that are going to have some explaining to be done. And I'm glad that I'm not the one that has to do that explaining.
Yeah. Yep. All right, that's good. That was a good explanation of the situation, Ken. Thank you. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com and Twitter at Good Day Show. Help yourself to the information. Help yourself to the conversation. It's easy to get involved. All you have to do is think through what your problem is and then ask a question of Ken. Sometimes I'll pipe in myself, but we are here at your service and on your side. At 14 past the hour, I want to introduce you to Genucell, which is a product that has been developed from using apples in stem cell therapy research. So it targets eye puffiness, bags, lines around your eyes, and there's terrific success to this. And as you know, Ken thinks it's incredibly important for your mind to be in a good place. And when you look good and feel good about how you look, your mind is in a better place, so you're likely to have better health. So you want to go a little further with this, Ken?
Sure, Doug. Here's some good news. Let's move to some good news. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? Well, a lady asked her pharmacist friend George to recommend a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, George mixed her a formula right there in his pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream. And Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had that in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products are infused with antioxidants. They use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment Genucell right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
All right, call this number for Genucell and get that face around your eyes, especially to the place where you really want it. The freshness of summertime and the beauty of your skin. 800-822-6145 is the number to call. Right into George's office, if you will. 800-822-6145. Matter of fact, if you ask for George, I bet you they'd try to find him so you could talk to him. 800-822-6145. Call now and save big on Genucell's risk-free introductory offer. 800-822-6145. Don't wait. Don't forget what Ken said. You get the best results, your money back, No questions asked. You like it or you don't, pay for it. 800-822-6145.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished three-quarter inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. One of the things this week that Ken has researched, speaking about pillows and that sort of thing, is what happens if you're a traveler and if you don't sleep well, even if you're maybe in a hotel or in a new home, et cetera. So what's the story here, Ken?
Doug, this was published this week in the medical journal Current Biology. Here's why you don't sleep well in a new place. Birds sometimes sleep with one eye open, and to make sure that there's no one around that might attack them and might cause them trouble. Well, it looks like humans have a similar issue. When you sleep in a new place, Doug, a part of your brain, almost half of it, remains alert for potential threats. This new discovery might help explain why many people sleep poorly on their first night in a hotel, a sleep laboratory, or other new location. So when you're on the road, there are a few tricks. We were just talking about pillows. Bring your own pillow. The smell and feel of it may trick your brain into thinking you're home. Or find a hotel room that looks like your bedroom. Then again, you may want to arrive, Doug, one day early for that big meeting so you get a good night's sleep on the second night.
There's an old song, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. Remember that old song? And this might.
I'm not that old.
You're right. Okay, let me write that down in my notes. 888-553-7536. Ken and all the good reasons for you to have a discussion with him about your health. He's available right now on Good Day Health.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as a top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
One 55 Dr. Ken. Come join us. Believe it or not, there are open lines now, toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States. Come join us. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions from head to toe. I won't embarrass you. I'll share with you over 30 years of being in medicine. There are few problems in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I'll take from traditional medicine. I'll even take from evidence-based alternative medicine. It does exist. Give you a blended approach. Give you the simplest, gentlest, kindest ways to treat. Evidence-based, up-to-date, state-of-the-art solutions. Do you have a symptom or sign of something and you're wondering what it is? Peace of mind is priceless. I'd love to help you if you've been to the doctor and they gave you solutions and you're looking for some other options. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Get out that pen and paper. 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-553-7536. That's all you need to get on with us. Tell Carrie your question. Try and get it nice and clear and pithy and just let us help. If you have a question about yourself, spouse, kids, parents, grandparents, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. No paperwork, no bill, hopefully minimized waiting. But don't wait till the end of the show. We're on for 2 hours. If you wait, I promise you, you won't get on.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. I was reading a portion of a book called Detox Your Life in 21 Days. It's an online course. People enroll in it all over the country and all around the world. And the focus is in part on negative self-talk. That is, people say, oh, I don't look good, or oh, I don't feel good, or I don't like my body. And that psychologically has an impact. Sort of goes back to what we talk about in real terms of how you feel about yourself and how that'll make you feel in your body. But beside the dialogue that you can have with yourself, how about doing some of the things, the reality of detoxification, going through those programs, just drinking certain things or imbibing, you know, just cleansing. If detox and cleansing are the same thing, how do you recommend that people who you see and obviously need to clean themselves up, how do you tell them how to do that?
Well, traditional physicians, Doc, Doug, are not real big fans of so-called cleansing. Mm-hmm. It's not something, you know, on our radar screen. And what I think is, and maybe we're using, you know, similar terms, but, you know, traditional docs don't use the word detox. You know, we talk about living a healthy lifestyle. So what I tell people is to eat a healthy diet, the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet. I tell people to, once they've been cleared by the doctor, get into an exercise program of aerobics and strength training. I tell people to mentally get the stress out of their life, limit the alcohol, don't smoke, don't take any pills or potions that are not prescribed by a physician, or you discuss with the doctor first. And I tell people to sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. And You know, that's a healthy lifestyle. You follow that, and I bet up to 80% of the medical problems would be avoided. And just remember, you need good mental health to have good physical health.
Right. And that is as much as anything else. I have tried some of these things from time to time, and I think I've told you about them. I don't like them much either, and that's probably because of my own selfish. I like every once in a while a piece of candy or something like that. I'm doing much better. I don't have as much sugar in my system by any stretch of the imagination because I'm conscious of it. And frankly, Meredith and I were shopping last night in the grocery store, and she was looking at the yogurt that I was looking at. She says, nope, too much sugar. And that's, you know, being conscious as much as anything else. Is how you bring that.
See how healthy living is contagious. If you were with somebody who had the same sugar crave, you'd be on even more sugar because the two of you would be loving it today.
Well, but then you also bring me around to understanding it when we look at our vitals every year and look at the at what's, you know, the pre-diabetic number that you would have if you had too much sugar in your system.
And
sugar,
that's the best way to keep the lower abdomen free of accumulation of fat, which, you know, as you and I get into middle age, it gets harder and harder.
28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
A new survey of American parents conducted by manufacturing industry leader SME shows it's time for moms, dads, and all of us to take a fresh look at an industry that's changing at lightning speed. Debbie Holton is SME Director of Events and Industry Strategy.
Half the survey respondents don't see manufacturing as an exciting, challenging, or engaging profession. The reality is, technological advancements in manufacturing, particularly in the world of 3D printing, have opened the doors to rewarding and well-paying careers with opportunities to create everything from aircraft parts to medical devices.
Thanks to a new international partnership between SME and TCT of the United Kingdom, those opportunities will continue to grow. Duncan Wood, Chief Operating Officer of Rapid News Communications Group, which houses TCT, explains.
The new partnership will leverage our collective industry knowledge and global networks to draw significantly more industry professionals together. This will help address the challenges of 3D manufacturing and drive even greater adoption and progress across all industries.
To learn more, visit SME.org.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
The hour. It's the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us for the conversation in any number of ways. The best and most direct is when Ken can actually question you as to what it is that you're concerned about and what's been going on. So if he can, try us at 888-553-7536. And doing that will help not only you, but lots of other people who listen to this program all around. It's the most listened to health program over the weekend around the country and actually around the world because of the various ways people can download it and stream it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Help yourself to knowledge yours and think about how you're helping other people at the same time, such as the case with Mona, who is in Petal, Mississippi. Mona's calling about her husband. Mona, what can we do for you?
Well, he's having chest pains. He's been to the doctor. They've done EKGs. They say his heart is fine. He kind of explains it as pain in his sternum. The blood work came back saying he had low sodium, low potassium. Now they're scheduled him an upper GI. The doctor doesn't think they're going to find anything.
It is concerning, Mona. Did he have more than an electrocardiogram with the heart doctor? The most important thing when you evaluate chest discomfort and concerned about the heart is his risk profile. And this is important for all of us. Is he a smoker, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugar, and his family history, his immediate family, parents, siblings, which are your best predictor, or children? Do the women have heart attacks before the age 65, or the men have heart attacks before the age 55? So first, what's his risk profile? How's the blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol? Does he smoke? And how's his family history? And how's his weight?
Well, he is overweight. He does have blood pressure issues, and he's on medication but. They cut his, some of his medication down because of his low sodium level. Now he had this, he had all that test and the doctor had like 20% blockage, but was normal age.
He said a 20% blockage, so he had a heart catheterization?
Yes. Yeah.
And when was that performed, Mona?
That was, this year.
Okay. So he had in his big vessels the most severely narrowing of 20%, and it takes usually about 70%, sometimes a little less, but the test answer is 70% or more narrowing before you get symptoms or an abnormal stress test. And his big vessels, which you see on the heart catheterization, nowhere near that. but it could be in the so-called microcirculation, the small vessels. You can't see those on a heart catheterization. But before you start assuming that it's that, did he have a stress test? Was a stress test abnormal?
No, his stress test was fine.
So, but they went right to heart catheterization?
Yes, sir.
He did have a stress test, though?
Yes.
So they were concerned that the stress test was falsely negative, and they carried on and went further. So the next step, I think the next step then, it sounds like he's continuing to have chest discomfort, is very reasonable, is to do a GI evaluation, because there's numerous parts of the body. If it was much easier, I'd be home earlier every day, because numerous parts of the body, different organs, can produce similar symptoms, and especially the gallbladder, the stomach, the intestines, all can produce symptoms somewhat similar to the heart, and you would imagine how confusing it really can be, and how many people present to the emergency room thinking they're having indigestion when it's really a heart attack. So going to the GI doctor, usually what they'll do is an upper endoscopy, and they'll sometimes do an ultrasound of the liver and gallbladder, sometimes if needed a colonoscopy, but just talking to a GI specialist I think would be the next step here. Now, why has low sodium and low potassium? Is he on a diuretic?
Yes, okay. And then I cut that in half.
Okay, because that could be the common denominator for why both of those are low. And I would also check the magnesium, because that probably is low also. And you've got to get the potassium up. You've got to get the magnesium up. And usually when the sodium is low, there's usually you don't need sodium. You need less free water, plain water. So usually there's a restriction. But in his situation, you don't know. I mean, he may actually be low in sodium and needs a little bit more. But that I would not want to prescribe over the radio. You need to talk to the doctor, because the doctor knows him better.
Okay. Well, the doctor told him to drink more water, and that's the first thing I said too. Is maybe you need to cut back on your water consumption.
Well, it depends on how he is on a diuretic, so his volume status is very important to determine, and that's determined clinically by the doctor. You know, is he dry? Is his volume in the status in his tank normal, or is he overwhelmed with fluid? And that's something, you know, that the doctor has to determine clinically, eyeball to eyeball, seeing him and examining him. And I would ask the doctor if he wants him to drink what we call free water, which will just dilute the sodium even more, or something in it. You know, that's the whole idea behind sports drinks. You drink fluids that have the tone of blood, so it stays in the tank and it just doesn't go leak through into the pipe, into the tissues. And unless you're thirsty, I always recommend my patients, unless you're thirsty, don't drink plain water, because it'll just leak out into the surrounding tissues. But when you're thirsty, drink plain water. Doctors call it free water. And when you're not, get something in it, either fruit juice, low-fat milk, or even the sports drinks that are low in sugar.
Okay.
But the potassium and the magnesium need to be repleted, and that I would talk to the doctor about, to get replaced. Doctors, say that's the word we use to replace what's missing, because the electrical system of the body, the brain, the heart, the rest of the muscles of the body, all rely on these very small electrical currents, and they're created by different concentrations in the body, inside the cell or outside the cell. I don't want to get too much physiology, but they're created, these electrical currents, by different concentrations inside and outside the cells of all of these very important ions, the potassium, the magnesium, the calcium, the sodium. And if they're not in the right doses, the organs won't work properly, the cells won't work properly. So make sure these get followed up, checked, and you have the right amounts.
Well, do you think that he needs to go to a neurologist to get checked out?
Well,
or?
I think the next step for him is to get a diagnosis. Why am I having chest discomfort? That's what you want to ask the doctor. What's my diagnosis? What is causing my symptom? The next step is to see a GI specialist, and then also to ask the primary care doctor to follow up on the sodium, potassium, and magnesium to make sure that they are corrected to normal.
There's Dr. Ken's advice, Mona. Good luck to you and your husband. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, doing good radio and doing good for those people who are listening and who are in need. Dr. Ken practices at his own clinic. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, Florida. You can call a lot of people who listen to the program. Go to see Dr. Ken from all over the country. Certainly those in the region, the southeastern part of the country, make Ken... An important yearly stop. You need to see your doctor wherever or whoever he or she is every year for a good, thorough, strong, and productive overview, a physical overview of your entire body. It's so important. So have that in your mind. And if you'd like to see Ken, call the office at 352-735-1400 or 800-LATE-CARDIO. Okay, again, the number for Ken in his office, 352-735-1400. In his medical office on the air, he's really just good. That's it. It's well worth your time sort of sharing experience. 888-553-7536. As a heart specialist, he's come across a lot of things. People have asked Ken to talk about a lot of their products. One of the most rewarding experiences that he and I have had together and separately had been the story presented by Super Beats, which is a real American original. If you have problems, I mean, all kinds of problems are addressed with this. We always talk about blood pressure issues, Ken, and how that leads to heart disease and stroke and that sort of thing. Taking Super Beats, whether with the Neo 40 capsule or with the powder that you put in a glass of water and drink, there are all kinds of other things that are affected by this. This is a functional food, non-GMO beets, cooked, dried, made into a powder. Ken's going to tell you why professional and Olympic athletes love this stuff.
Well, Doug, the medical textbooks are being rewritten, and most of us who graduated from medical school after the 1990s have no idea what was going on in the body with regards to this incredibly important gas, nitric oxide. In 1988, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, it was such an important discovery that the Nobel Prize was awarded for it. And it's finally making it into the medical textbooks. And what we now understand is that there's a third very important gas after oxygen and carbon dioxide, which most of us have heard about. And the red blood cell has the job of delivering oxygen from head to toe, and nothing gets done in the body unless the cell has oxygen to use as fuel, and the body continuously from head to toe needs delivery of oxygen. The red blood cells do it, but before they do it, they first spray the area with nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up so the red blood cells can get in. And if the red blood cells are not carrying in one arm the nitric oxide and in the other arm oxygen, nothing gets done. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, and you need the building blocks, especially as you get older, of nitric oxide, or you're not going to make them. And it's so hard through our foods to get enough of these building blocks. And a very clever, smart scientist at Baylor University has come up with a way in granular form to get Super Beats, which gives you a jolt of nitric oxide to avoid those high caffeinated energy drinks. And then another really great product, Neo 40, which is just a tablet that you put on the surface of your tongue, and this fills up your tank for nitric oxide so that your level is adequate. And they've also come up with these ways with checking your saliva, whether your levels are adequate. I recommend all adults to check your nitric oxide level, because if it's too low, your body's not going to work properly.
All right, so here's how you get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order of Super Beats, backed by a money-back guarantee. Yes, backed by a money-back guarantee. You get a book called Beat the Odds. I oftentimes talk about the things that are in that book when we're talking about this on the air. Free shipping with the entire order. You will love the results. Ken's a cardiologist. He knows firsthand how this works. So call 800-655-4183. Try it for yourself. 800-655-4183. You'll be using it, and then other people in your family start using it. People you care about start using it. Start with a couple of canisters at 800-655-4183. If you're over 40,
no matter what,
and you're worried about your blood pressure, Superbeats can help you boosting your body's own nitric oxide levels, as Ken has explained. 800-655-4183.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished three-quarter inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
All right, let's get at it. Here's Don in Rome, Georgia, with a problem for Ken to help him solve. Don, please go ahead and explain to Dr. Ken what you need.
Yes, Dr. Ken, good morning.
Hi, Don.
I'm 68 years old, and I like to do yard work. And, of course, now that it's getting into the season, I'm happy to get out and trim the bushes, do some raking, work in the flower beds. Well, recently, what I've been experiencing is after I do the yard work, the next day and for several days after that, my hands, especially my fingers, have really been sore, which is odd because that hadn't happened before. It's pretty much my fingers, maybe that middle knuckle. But then if I wait a few days and I don't do yard work, they seem to go back to normal. And during the wintertime prior to, it didn't bother me at all. And I'm kind of wondering, what in the world's going on?
Sure, Don. Let me help you because this is not in your mind. This is a real issue. Hand injuries fall into three categories related to gardening. And number one, repetitive strain injuries. Number two, tendonitis. And number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. And what I would recommend is, I don't think you need surgery here, but I would find an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in the hand, and the orthopedic doctors are very specialized these days, and I would want them to examine you to get a diagnosis, and it's probably going to be in one of those three areas. And then what I'm hoping they'll do is refer you to a physical therapist that specializes in the treatment of the upper extremity. And they can help you to teach you how to warm up before you do these activities, and also go over some of the other things that can help you prevent further injuries to the hand.
51 after on Good Day Health.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today.
Hey, for real.
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78, and if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels, so they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Put you in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to discuss the medical news of the week and your medical issues, problems, questions, concerns. Help yourself. 888-55 Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen, here to sort of stir the pot with questions and sometimes a few answers about things maybe that are not in the same wheelhouse as Ken has. He has a strong point of view based on his evidence-based education. I have strong points of view based on my experience and nosing around, being interested in what my own body is doing. Sometimes that helps to sort of put perspective on things. But we're certainly here to give light and air to your questions. So 888-55 Dr. Ken should not be something you're afraid to call, something you would be eager to call, or send email to Ken at Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com, or follow us on Twitter at Good Day. The situation with alcohol, processed meats, what's going on in our stomachs, more and more stress and strife, and this is like a Molotov cocktail, Ken, isn't it?
This is something everyone can do to lower the risk of just a cancer that we could all just do without. This comes out of the American Institute for Cancer Research and World Cancer Research Fund this week. Doug, here's the list. Alcohol, processed meats, we're talking about hot dogs, ham, and bacon, and excess weight all may raise a person's risk of stomach cancer. And the risk seems to increase as a person, Doug, drinks more alcohol or eats more processed meats or gains more weight. And these statistics are amazing. About 1 in 7 stomach cancer cases could be prevented if people did not drink more than 3 alcoholic drinks a day, did not eat processed meat, and maintained a healthy weight. That's approximately 4,000 stomach cancer cases every year just by changes in lifestyle.
Wow. So, food for thought, a word to the wise is sufficient. Did you ever have a teacher that told you that? I had teachers that.
Absolutely.
Word to the Wester Steffen, a word to the wise is sufficient. You are a cardiologist, and as such, you see all kinds of problems with circulation, stroke, heart disease, caused by any number of factions, any number of problems, including psychological ones. Yes?
Absolutely. You and I talk about the relationship between healthy mind and healthy physical body. And here in the medical journal, Heart is an important scientific observation publication that lonely and isolated people, Doug, may face a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. Social isolation, it was discovered, raises the risk by about 30%, exerting the same level of influence on heart health as risk factors such as anxiety and job stress. Efforts to prevent heart disease and stroke, which we try every week to do, could benefit from taking social isolation and loneliness into account. Having regular contact with positive, supportive relationships is definitely beneficial. And I'm not talking about using Facebook. This is actually real, old-fashioned, face-to-face interaction with people.
Yep. It's being yourself. Who are you? And what do you have to give to society? Everybody is a unique and valued citizen, human being. And so give yourself a break. These people who continue to wallow in the mud.
Maintaining social relationships, although sometimes they, for some they're wonderful, for some they really deplete energy. They actually are life prolonging.
All right, we were talking about the passing of Prince and what happened there. Hillary Clinton has been coughing a lot. She says it's allergy season. There are a lot of people who are in, I'm having this trouble. Man, I'm coughing all the time. So what do you do? What's the cause? Pretty obvious. What's the cure? Maybe that's obvious, Ken, as well.
Well, Doug, there's some lessons here for all of us. A cough, it is your body's way of responding to irritants in your throat and airway. And when a cough persists for more than 8 weeks in an adult, in a child, 4 weeks, but in an adult, 8 weeks, we call it a chronic cough. So what causes a chronic cough? The common causes are allergies, bronchitis, GERD, that's GE reflux disease, postnasal drip. Less common causes include heart failure, laryngitis, blood pressure medications, the family group called ACE inhibitors, and Parkinson's disease.
All right, so it's there's so much stuff out there, so many things to be careful about. You have to live your life, and you can't live in a bubble, that biosphere. Remember that from 5 or 6 or 7 years ago? But I'll tell you, every year it seems, I've said this to you for years, my allergies seem to present in different ways, and yet the result is the same, coughing and, you know, that sputum stuff to get it out of your system. Something to be conscious of. That's it. 59 after on this hour of Good Day Health.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra, peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.